Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
The Talk Sport Clips of the Week.
Yes, it is Clips of the Week time. And Andy, would you like to start things off today?
I would. And we kick off with Alan Brazil and Ray Parler on breakfast, planning an exotic holiday.
Someone's calling you Ray Attenborough here.
Talking about Rwanda and the silverbacks.
You know, he was very interesting to go and see. I love a safari. Do you? I've never been on one.
Oh, fair enough.
Fair enough, yeah.
You love the idea of a safari, I guess. Ray. That's what you mean. And, of course, the safari chat continued later in the show.
Danny Murphy went on one. He said it was magnificent.
Yeah, I should imagine in the wild, it must be brilliant to see. Obviously, I want to be in a cage, though.
There's not going to be a safari down Chiswick High Road, is it?
I'd make sure you got a banana, though, Ray. That would be fantastic if you want to be in a cage. I'll make sure you got... Do not feed the parlour.
It's fantastic.
Yes.
To the cricket now, where Andy Goldstein had shock news.
England spinner Jack Leach is a significant doubt for the second test against India because of a knee surgery sustained in the first test.
Yeah, they did a knee surgery. So basically, Ben Stokes, he's had a knee surgery. So he said, I had a chat with Baz and Rob, and we thought, let's not send it to hospital. We all got on the WhatsApp group, got on YouTube, and we did it ourselves. And it seemed to go quite well. Sticking with the cricket, what was the pitch like out in India? Let's find out as Andy Goldstein chats to Sam Ellard.
Did you think we'll be talking to you now on the back of England winning the first test? I guess no one on the planet believed that, even the England players, right?
Yeah, absolutely not.
It sounds like the pitch was very high.
Yeah, quite high pitch, wasn't it? Of course, Sam. And of course, when it came to pronouncing the venue for the second test, Alan Brazil was your man.
The team have now travelled over 400 miles to the second test in... Oh, dear.
Al, you've got to say it. Have a go.
Visakhapatnam, somewhere in India. Harmy, where are you?
We're in Visakhapatnam. That's where we are.
Not that difficult, really.
That's great. Oh, dear. Never make a newsreader, would he?
Not really, no.
Yes. What's next?
Let's get some Welsh regional bands now, sorry, with Jim White and Dean Saunders.
Yeah. So Swansea people, let's get this right, are more posh than Cardiff people, are they, Enzo?
Not posh.
Well, I wouldn't say that.
In Cardiff, they drag their arse.
Oh, blimey. I've never not been to Cardiff a few times.
Never really
noticed that before, wearing out their jeans. This is Perry Groves taking us all back to school.
Do you know what, Al? Again, you get all the analysts, don't you? And you do all the stats and all the logarithms that they do now.
Logarithms. Blimey. Yeah. Fantastic. That's not algorithms. That triggered me. That bounced back in that maths class. What a horrible thought. Never again.
I had to look at what logarithms are.
I think you did. Yeah, you didn't really bother with maths, did you? No, although you were an accountant for a while, weren't you? It's staggering. Carpet fitter and accountant.
Yeah, absolutely.
Menswear shop. What an interesting life he's led. There'll be a book. If he could remember any of it, he could write a book.
Yeah, that's very true.
What's next?
It's Alex Crook at Fulham versus Everton.
He had a powerful shot blocked bravely by Issa Diop, and Jack Harrison probably should have done better. Calvert-Lewin with the layoff.
Yes, Dominic Calvert-Layoff.
I love him.
Fantastic. What happened? He got laid off. This is a caller to drive with a touch too much information.
Carl is a Villa fan, wants to talk about managers. Hello, Carl.
How are you, mate? You all right?
I'm great. How are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. Very well. Just got out of the bath, actually.
Yeah, didn't really need to know that, Carl, to be honest. Great, isn't it? It's just, also, it's like 4 till 7. I mean, he's literally had an early bath. Carl's had an early bath, hasn't
yeah,
he?
Really, maybe yeah. He's going out for the evening.
Yeah, it could be. That is, that's not. Well, let's ring Carl back and find out if he had an early bath.
And Natalie Sawyer surprised us with this as she talked Arsenal with podcaster Harry Simeo.
Listening to Thierry Henry speak recently, I don't know if you guys caught that interview, that really kind of brought that home for me.
By the way, he faces Luke Humphries in the quarterfinals of the Dutch Masters.
Oh, good luck to Thierry, because, I mean, Luke Humphries is the world champion. It's
Thierry's great, though. He opens his body out and goes for the double 10 all the time.
I mean, Alan would have said, do you have dance in France, Thierry? Yeah. Well, possibly. And finally, it's Martin Keown on Jurgen Klopp leaving Liverpool.
Looked like a man, didn't it? Far from over, his job was over, and it's quite a shock to see all of that. I mean, it's interesting he's taking his staff with him, isn't it? Comte Blanche, they're all going.
Comte Blanche?
Is he the French coach, Comte Blanche? I think he works on the free kicks, doesn't he?
Who is Comte Blanche? Is he? I think he's. It sounded like Count Arthur Strong when he's trying to be posh. It was good, wasn't it?
It's Carte Blanche, but it's not the right one either.
En masse, I think he was going for. He was French, but not necessarily the right French. Yeah. Obviously, when he was with Thierry Henry in the Invincibles, he didn't pass any of it on.
No.
And finally, also taking liberties with the lexicon this week was Stuart Pearce at Newport versus Manchester United.
Newport, whilst they've been under the pump a little bit, they've certainly not under the pump like they were for the first echelons of the game.
Beautiful. Fantastic. Well, there we are. There was the clips of the week, and we should thank Scully, Brian in Munich, Roger in Durham, Adrian in Durham, Gary Collar, Neil Acanther, Abraham in Lincoln. Often, they're all this now. I'm not doing them all. Brian in Leverkusen, David in Beckenham, Alan Jenkins,
Franny. David in Peckham.
Yeah, well, that's what it should have been. Yeah. They're not even doing it well.
Oh, Beckenham,
Franny from Cannock. Is that supposed to be Fanny Craddock? I've got no idea. Mitch Manning, the Duke of Knutsford, Glyn Barrington and Ben Slater. At least there was a couple of real people in. Yes. So if you had a clip this week, please do send it in to us at talksport.com, text 1889, tweet TSHNJ, TSHANDJ. And as always, you just need a day and a time from you, basically. So we've got a chance to pinpoint it and have a listen back. And if it's played. Now, in some cases, a few people said, I didn't get a credit. The difficult thing is, if 50 people have suggested a clip, a very obvious clip, and there are some that get a lot of you in,
that's true.
We can't read 50 names out. We do apologise.
We could read 50 fictitious names.
Yeah, well, I'm not prepared to do that. We have to basically come up with a couple of representative ones.
We do.
And you could be among those representative ones, so we don't want it to put you off of sending them in. You know, you've spotted them. You know it's your work.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. Invesco QQQ is proud to sponsor this episode and even prouder to provide access to innovation for the last 25 years. Basketball has had innovations over the years, too. We're seeing the game played in new ways every day. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.